Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jeffrey Zabar, 21-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based, teleworking, telecommuting. He was talking about it. He was living it. He was doing it and making it look good before it was cool. And we've been giving voice to his message for a long time. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. One of the things I know we're going to talk about is I know your one thing is no whining. You know, you and I have been through the 2000 dot bomb. We've been through the 9/11 attack. We've been through the 2008 financial crisis, and now this debacle. We've been through a lot of stuff, and yet here we are. And I think it's because it never occurred to us not to keep going. It never occurred to us, and you and I both look around and we see people just like us all over the place. And I think isn't that the nature of the American business owner?
I mean, that's who we are. I mean, that what has made the entrepreneur who he and she is and who they are, you know, the ability to just to hustle. And look, bad things happen, and you work around them. And, you know, and you find your way to make something work. And that's how you flow.
Do you think part of it is the fact that on a good day in a small business, it's hard. even in a good day as a small business owner, it's hard. And all this is just another level of hard. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean that's a great, you know, way to put it, because that's exactly what this is. And it's deeper, because it's I don't want to say spiritual, not in a God, you know, type sense, but in a personal spiritual
sometimes
sense.
Sometimes there's crossover. You know that? You and I've had that conversation.
Who we are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's who we are. And so you don't go out and become an entrepreneur because, you know, you like the road that's well-traveled and smoothly paved. And, you know, you become an entrepreneur because
it ain't for sissies.
You're a chance taker.
Being a small business owner is not for sissies.
It's how we roll. It's who we are to make it happen. So, yeah, I mean, so, you know, I mean, look, and again, there will be tears. You know, it was tough back in March and April, and some businesses did not survive. And look, I'm lucky; I don't have the overhead that a small restaurant would have. I mean, we have
that, those are the people that I'm the most upset about. The people who we have lost and that we're going to lose. I'm just sickened about that. And what makes me I go beyond sick to being mad, Jeff, when I realize that those people didn't do anything wrong. In fact, they did a lot of things right. And if you own a restaurant, you own a retail type business, and you were successful, that means that you did something, a lot of things right, and you worked harder than ever before. And all of a sudden, bam, you get hit by a bomb called coronavirus, and through no fault of your own, everything, you're just wiped out. And that just makes me sick, and it makes me mad. It makes me mad, Jeffrey. I don't mind telling you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is one of those things that, you know, economically, you know, healthcare aside, we did not know how to respond to this.
That's right.
We didn't know what to do. And now we know. Now we know that you know, football is going to try and open with, you know, one-fifth capacity, one-sixth capacity in the stands, and see if they can pull that off, you know. Baseball and basketball and hockey realize that, you know what, because of the technology we were talking about, you know, 5 minutes ago, they can stream these shows, these games. I mean, it's just putting TV, you know, it's just another way to show TV. They just can't do the concessions. So there's still people being hurt, but life in the new regular goes on. And so with business, we just have to learn how to make our work work and get us back to work.
And the other thing we have to do, those of us who are still, who have survived, this jury's still out on our transition, Jeffrey. We all have to realize this.
Yeah.
The new regular isn't going to look like normal looked 6 months ago, 8 months ago. The jury's still out on you and me and all of us, because we have to make a transition into the post-pandemic new regular. And it's still that landscape is still being formed, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. Nothing is set with this. Nothing is set. We don't know how buyers are going to buy.
And may not be for a couple of years.
Right. I mean, still anything that talks about congregation, like people getting together, you know, concerts are trying to pull it off with you know, drive-ins and stuff like that. It seems like it's going to be the economy as it was, but at 30%. You know, when
we're human beings, we want to congregate.
And we want out.
And it's against our nature to be doing what we're doing right now. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 2 or 3 years. But in terms of the business, we've all got to. You talked about not whining. Whiners won't survive, and we got to deal with it. And Jeffrey, I appreciate your message and your inspiration, and the example that you are to a lot of folks. Thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your helping get the word out from what you do, and us being able to just give people some motivation to say,
I need some websites.
The sun will rise. Let's make it happen.
I need some websites.
ChiefsHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, and once we get back out there, RoadTripMojo.com.
There you go, folks. Check them out. Jeffrey Zabar, he's the best. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.